I love to come to H&R AgriPower. I got some great friends here. These guys, we've been working together for a long time. Jim Lancaster, the manager here in Hopkinsville, and actually over some of us, there were quite a few, so one of the regional managers here. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy Ag Week to you. I know you guys are celebrating ag in a big way. A lot of folks busy coming through, getting ready to plant.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is an exciting time of the year. I mean, everybody gets excited. You know, we've kind of been sitting up in the wintertime, getting ready, making preparations, and it's just an exciting time, like just ready to go to work.
Boxes of parts going in and out here all day long. It looks like.
That's exactly right. I mean, everybody's getting, you know, from all the way from the planters to the you know, a lot of mowers stacked up. You know, everybody's kind of getting ready for spring, getting excited. Things are budding out, and so this is just time of a new growth. It gets exciting this time of year.
We've got one of our favorite days coming up here in about a month or so. It'll be Kubota test drive event, a ride and drive event.
Oh yeah, Kubota Days, Orange Days event that we've got coming up. We pushed it back a little bit more, so it's actually going to be Easter weekend this year. So with that, you always want to make sure you get good weather. So we did put it back on Easter weekend. So hopefully everybody can come out and spend some time with us that weekend. I'm sure they'll have plans, but we'll have a good time. And you don't have to put it off that long. We've got Orange Days going all the time. We got the equipment out here now. So, you know, actually, if anybody's ready to get that on their mind, needing a mower, come on out. We'll put you on the test drive and put you in one now.
Thank goodness we're not where we were a few years ago, right after COVID, where you couldn't get things. I mean, you guys have a great selection always, and your folks here know their stuff. I mean, I'm thinking about Kevin Meacham here. I guess he's your Kubota guy, but I mean, all this crew, they know their stuff.
That's exactly. We like to think so. We studied up. We want to be on the top edge of everything. And yeah, the supply chain issues have smoothed out a lot. We've got a really good selection of the units. And the one thing I always try to remind everybody too, if you come through the lot, just because we don't have it here doesn't mean we don't have it somewhere else. We're up to 9 Kubota locations. We're able to share inventory between all those locations. So just come on in and talk to us. Whatever you're looking for, we can get it.
Parts, a lot of people getting parts. I saw a gentleman this morning. He was over at Best Way a couple of days ago getting sprayer parts. He's in here getting parts today. And I said, where are you going next? We're following each other around all week long.
That's exactly right. Well, thankfully, everybody's getting all their equipment out. Uh-huh. And of course, you know, they sit up in the wintertime, and now's the time to get out. You go through them from top to bottom because that's what you want them going. If you didn't take advantage of our specials, you know, through the wintertime to do those inspections, it's not too late. We still got a lot of inspections, a lot of time. We can get your equipment going now.
I think that's important too, Jim. A lot of people say, well, inspection, do I need to do that? I think what you guys do with that inspection program is fantastic because you catch a lot of problems before they're ever a problem.
That's the goal. I mean, we want that equipment to run smoothly whenever it's time to go, you know, in farming, or even whenever, you know, somebody that's working hard to mow their lawn, they got a lot of other things going too. So whenever you get on whatever that equipment is, you need it to run. And that's what inspection program is for. We want to go in it from front to back, replace what's needed, and let you know what's going on and give you the option, you know, if you want to fix those lights, put a new caster wheel or whatever's going on, whatever that piece of equipment is, let's get it up, and that way whenever it's time to run, it's ready to go.
Exactly. Of course, Case IH, big market for Case IH. You guys are New Holland products out there too. I'm sure you got some good deals for folks who are looking for a new tractor, combine, getting ready for the season this year.
Oh, we do. We've got lots of good deals. If you come by our mound now, you're going to see our clearance signs we got out there. We've got some equipment, you know, some older models that we want to get rid of. So come on in. We're trying to clear out. Kind of, you always hear the car dealerships advertise it. It works in our dealership too. Trying to get some of the older models. Come get a good deal on last year's model, and that way we can freshen up the inventory.
National Agriculture Week, obviously this dealership and what you guys are here in Hopkinsville, but not only here but all your 21 locations, huge impact on agriculture here too.
Well, agriculture is key to what we do. That's what we just enjoy, being a part of this community. Agriculture is so integral to, we're just blessed to be right here where we're in the heart of it. I feel like where so much happens in agriculture, so much development, innovation, and for us to be able to be here and part of it. And, you know, we probably don't stop and celebrate it enough, but at least this week we can stop and talk about the impact that agriculture has on all of us. And you know, it starts with the farmer, and then it goes through all of the, you know, the different industries that impacts us, you know. I'm kind of an example of that. I enjoy being around agriculture. Started out in accounting, and I'm just blessed to be here as part of H&R AgriPower. So there's so many of us here that you don't think about the ones that, you know, you think about the farmer every day, but agriculture has such a huge impact that spreads out, and it's a big part of our community. It makes us who we are, and I just enjoy being here in the middle of it.
That's me too. I'm with you, Jim. I love being here, and I know you got a meeting to go to, but come back in a little bit. Got a little award we want to present you guys. You guys are winners again this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, we enjoy partnering with you guys, and we are blessed. We appreciate all of the community support that we get to be able to, and we never want to take that for granted. So we just want everybody to know we appreciate them. We couldn't be here without them. We are here because of them. We are here to want to serve. We've got a lot of great employees. Everybody you work with here is an owner. This is an ESOP, so all of these folks that are working here, we're just proud to be a part of the community, be able to serve them. And every dollar that you spend with us, it is. I mean, you're spreading it to all these employees and the owner, and it spreads out through the community. So thank you for all the ones that voted for us. Like I said, we never want to take anybody for granted, and we appreciate you guys for being here to help us.